KAXE News, I'm Erin Bowman, with a special edition of the Up North Report. Minnesota mining took a new step on Tuesday. For the first time, an underground mine reached the public comment phase of the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources environmental review process. The Tamarack Nickel Copper Cobalt Project would be located about a mile and a half north of Tamarack. Talon Metals is the company behind the Tamarack mine. It also operates Eagle Mine in Michigan, the only primarily nickel mine currently operating in the U.S. State Senator Robert Farnsworth and other Iron Range officials recently visited the Michigan mine. Farnsworth represents northern Aiken County and says he's excited the project is moving forward.
It has potential to not only create jobs for the southern part of my district, but it has potential to create a tax base. Which will alleviate some of the property tax issues that we would have in Aiken County.
But not everyone is enthusiastic about the project. Water contamination from a copper-nickel mine is a major concern of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe, as well as various environmental organizations. The Mille Lacs Reservation is less than 2 miles from the proposed mine site. When copper and nickel ore connect with air and water, it can create acid drainage. This drainage can cause sulfate and heavy metals to find its way into nearby waterways. The Mille Lacs Band started Water Over Nickel, an initiative against the Tamarack mine. Kelly Applegate is the band's Commissioner of Natural Resources. In his 2026 State of the Band report, he says the public comment period is when everyone needs to speak up.
This type of mining operation is not a threat just to the Mille Lacs Band, but everyone, as we all need clean, safe water to live.
The Water Over Nickel website states, quote, "Mining activity so close to tribal lands and cultural sites threatens treaty-protected resources, traditional harvesting practices, and the ability of future generations to fully practice their culture." Farnsworth says mining has provided a good living for a lot of Minnesotans.
I mean, we've been mining in Minnesota, for 140 years. And we have the cleanest water in the state.
Exploratory drilling began in the area more than 2 decades ago. Talon submitted its initial plan for the project in 2023. The plan is for active mining at Tamarack to last around 7 to 10 years. All the operations will occur in one building the size of a large store. The opening of the mine would be inside the building. This allows the ore to stay indoors before it is moved to rail cars. It would then be transported to North Dakota and Michigan for processing. Tailings, which are the rock, water, and chemical waste left over after extracting the valuable minerals and metals, will not be generated or stored in Minnesota. Talon says all water coming into contact with reactive materials would be captured and routed to a water treatment plant before leaving the site. The comment period opened July 14th and will close September 14th. The comment period is part of the DNR's creation of an Environmental Impact Statement, or an EIS. Before Talon can apply for the permits required for the project, a detailed EIS must be completed and approved by the state. Melissa Kusky is the DNR's Ecological and Water Resources Division Director. In an informational session, Kusky says the DNR analysis will be rigorous, neutral, and science-based.
The DNR has put together a team of subject matter experts to fully evaluate the project and its alternatives and identify mitigation for the significant environmental impacts that could occur.
After the commenting period ends in September, the DNR will prepare an IES draft. The draft will go through another public review phase before the final EIS is prepared. The DNR will then make an adequacy decision on the EIS, which is currently estimated for March 2029. Comments can be submitted online through the DNR's online commenting website. The agency is also hosting 2 public meetings in August, one in McGregor and one in Blaine. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Erin Bowman, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.